What up, though? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we'll discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all. Carry my city like some shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing. What up? What up? We back. We back with the jump ball.
Yes, we've been gone for a little minute.
A little minute. You know what? You are now listening to What Works For Us. All black.
All queer.
All black.
Not today.
Is it any day, Edmonton? Is it any day?
No.
You just came through with your sister Kimberly Jones, aka Little Kim, the Queen Bee, and you can't give her a little something extra.
You gonna just give her something extra all the time. That doing that little jingle is not giving her anything extra.
Not a jingle. Remember Jingle 2000 from the Jamie Foxx show?
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then the girl that is actually in vogue now, the new third member, she was on the show. She was the one trying to get with Jamie and Fancy was about to beat that ass.
I remember that episode. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm eating my pita. Emerson, I was hungry. It was a long night last night. And I had to go stop by Pita Fusion. I got me a falafel. Pita, it's a little dry. They could have put a little bit more spicy sriracha sauce or something because it's a little dry.
Oh.
So if you hear me smacking a little bit, you know.
This is not supposed to be like a mukbang or anything like that.
No, y'all want to hear me eat?
No. No, or no AMSR. None of that.
That is crazy. So, yes, we're back. Episode 20.
Yes, episode 20.
Our infamous episode 20. I'm so happy.
Me too. And you know, this word was on the street that it was episode 22. I was shocked. I'm like, oh, if you mofos know it's episode 20.
Episode 20 in the house. Okay. Yes, consistency. You know, that's what we first started this podcast. That's what we wanted to make sure that, you know, some of all the podcasts that we admire are the ones that keep going. Mm-hmm. It's been kind of hard for us. We've, you know, had to not do week by week a few times. We had to get creative with the days we record everything. Okay. Like, girl, I'm like, girl, are we going to get it in or not?
Right. We don't even have a schedule. Like, well, we're supposed to have a special day, but then I was literally just asked today, well, what day do y'all record? Oh, I'm like, we don't have a set day.
We don't no more because... We don't. A lot of times, I mean, it's been changing and everything. I'm sorry, I'm crunching.
It's okay.
Okay.
Get your nourishment.
Yes, yes. So, with my H2O, it's hot. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, just trying to figure out, like, with everything that's been going on. But despite that, we're going to keep going because, you know, we have to represent for our culture. We taking back our culture, y'all.
Okay, hey.
But, okay, so you know what time it is, Edmonton. Everybody who's listening to the 20th episode of What Works For Us know what time it is. It is time to what?
Check in.
Now.
Well, before we check in, I actually wanted to do something a little different than what we normally do because I know we have been asking people to leave comments, you know, on Apple or whatever platform that you actually choose to listen to us on. And I was up the other night and I looked and I see some of y'all do. So I want to give y'all a shout out because I appreciate y'all. And I want more people to start leaving comments or, you know, continue leaving comments, continue, all them. I ain't forgot about y'all fine niggas. Y'all ain't send no pictures yet, but I'm still on y'all ass. Okay. So y'all can still send us pictures if y'all want to What Works For Us, or I guess Mr. Telltale's DM personally.
Yeah, where all the city boys at? City boys summer.
Oh, well,
all damn summer.
Y'all can stay out of my inbox.
What?
But Mr. Telltale's wants, you know, he's open to y'all being in his. And yeah, so anyway, let me get to the reviews. So it's like four of them that are new to me. One was on May 22nd. of this year. And it just says, love them. Love, love, love this podcast. And it's by Rosie Roz 90. Thank you, Rosie Roz 90.
Thank you, boo.
And then there's one. It says LGBTQIA highlight. And it says, love the topics. This was on June 21st, 2019 by Nikki Girl NY. Then it was another one. Love this show. The show represents the black queer lifestyle, topics on topic in 2019. This was on the 21st as well. And this one, I thought you might have known this one, Mr. Telltales. Dante NY Escada.
Yeah, that's okay. My brother.
Okay.
Shout out to Dante.
Shout out to Dante. Thank you. And then we have another one, Love It. And it just says Love It. Been Down Since Chapter 1. That was June 26, 2019. Thank you, Been Down Since Chapter 1.
Been Down Since Chapter 1. Okay.
And then there's another one that says Life. It says, what is life without realistic conversations? Great podcast. June 27th by Jay Dance 22. Thank all y'all. And it was all 5 stars. It was, you know, 5s across the board from all of y'all. So thank y'all. I appreciate the comments. You know, I welcome more comments and, you know, reviews and likes and all that goodness and subscriptions. Please feel free to subscribe on whatever platform you choose. Google, Apple, Stitcher. I'm pretty sure I'm missing some.
Spotify.
And
whatever.
Yeah, whatever else. Whatever. You can find us. It's all on Audio Boom. But yeah. So yeah, I just wanted to do that. I don't know who's checking in first. I can check in first if you want me to, since I was already talking.
Well, go ahead, girl.
I ain't got much to say.
Oh Lord.
I don't. You know, I've been my head's been down lately, so you know, I've become obsessive with all the boring stuff lately, because, you know, a change needs to come. Not gonna say soon, but I'm being really hard on myself as far as me being focused on my focus, because last year this time I wasn't doing shit with no self-development, nothing with my blog, nothing. I wasn't doing nothing. I don't know what I was doing. I mean, I was hanging out and stuff, but I don't know why I just had totally neglected my baby. You know, CPS probably could have came and got her, because the way I was treating her, because I ain't do nothing with her for a good 6 months. But anyway, I think I've already talked about that. I'm just focused on my focus with that. So I've just really been doing stuff like that. I really don't. It's a lot of stuff that's happening that I have no clue about, which sounds ignorant, but it's a lot of stuff happening in the world that I really just don't be knowing about. Like, I'm just like, huh? Who? What? I went on Facebook for the first time on the actual news feed. What was that, Saturday? I didn't see much. It was the same old, same old. I didn't really see a lot that I didn't know about, but it's still a lot of stuff that's going on, like, in the world that I just kind of didn't know nothing about. And that's, again, not good, but that just shows how much my head has been down. I've just been sleeping a lot, and outside of that, so yeah, I've nothing really, you know, no hot girl summer, city girl summer for me. I got my head down. I'm the little nerdy girl next door who don't ever come outside to play. I don't think there's anything else new. I guess I can say this. I know on my blog I don't necessarily. It seems as if I favor the women, because I always do stuff for the girls. You know, I style the girls, put the girls' looks together and stuff. You know, I enjoy it. But I'm about to start focusing on the men's more in a lot of ways. And I'll just leave it at that. So, yeah, the men, and I did it today. And it actually, I was getting a lot of, you know, a lot of people was liking the Balmain collection I shared in my stories this morning. A lot of guys was feeling it. So I'm like, okay. I'll be doing more. So I'll be definitely showing the guys some more love from here on out. So I'm about to start being more so about the men's. And I've been an Insta-thot lately. If y'all follow me on Instagram, I've been an Insta-thot lately. I've been showing a lot of men's, but I got to let the universe know. I just do.
Put it out there.
I have to put it out there, because, you know, I remember when my friend from back in the day, he's no longer here with us, but may he rest in peace, Aunt Dot. He said a long time ago he was like, you know, and I might have said this before. I think I said this before. But, you know, he just said, it seems as if I hang out with all the gays and I'm not gay. Because, you know, I just never say anything about men. So I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to, you know, just put out to the universe, Insta universe, whatever the fuck, you know, what it is. So, yeah, I've been really Insta-thotty on there. So, but I'm going to continue being Insta-thotty. Because Pinterest, it's a lot of fine men. Pinterest.
Oh, Pinterest.
Listen, I didn't even know. A lot of people are on Pinterest that I never even thought would be on Pinterest. Like, I get alerts of people that's actually, like, in no shades to some of y'all that's on Pinterest. Y'all might be seeing what I pin, too. I pin a lot, but I see what y'all pin, too. And it ain't nothing really explicit. It's just interesting to see, you know, I don't know. Y'all might want to turn that notification off because I can see like stuff that y'all are pinning. And it's interesting to see what people actually be pinning. I'm like, okay, people be on here. But it's some boards with some fine ass men. Ooh, I got lost one day. I was just pinning my own shit and I got lost into some pin. I see how people get lost. I see how people be like, what they call it? Pinterest stalking. I see how you do that. Cause I got lost. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, and I was pinning stuff to my board that didn't even have nothing to do with fashion. I was like, oh, I can't pin just a face. That's not fashion. So this is just a grandma-ish type of shit I've been doing lately. But we was talking, Mr. Telltales and I, even though I didn't go out yesterday. But I wasn't necessarily talking about yesterday. But anyway, talking about how, you know, I didn't, we talking about just how we used to be kind of lit when we would go out and like certain places we would go out to. In Highland, that's the, you know, main place everybody go. And that we was just talking to me. I was like, what was different? I know it was, I was like, oh, wow. We was like, well, we weren't drunk enough. So I got to figure out a different attack plan of going out so I can, you know, try being litty at Highland and just being turned up for the summer. And then maybe I'm slightly turned to, it would probably be maybe a lukewarm summer, not a lukewarm girl summer for me. At least do a little bit. I mean, it's still quite a bit of, it's a little bit of summer left. And summer, I'm almost over. Even though they putting all the shit.
Just started.
Yeah, but again, I was talking about this. Well, not that y'all know, but yeah. But when I go to stores and stuff and you see the shit that they putting out, I be feeling like I'm a kid again. Because it's like I be seeing the back to school shit. And I'd be like, oh, my God, like, you know, oh, my God, summer's almost over. Like, oh, my God, shit, we about to go back to school. And I'm thinking, bitch, you ain't going back to school. No, what the fuck? Are you grown as fuck? Bitch, right. You ain't going back to school. Why are you worried about this, bitch? You ain't going enrolling nobody's school on September after Labor Day. So, yeah, there's a lot of summer left. So, you know, I still got time to get a lukewarm girl summer. So that's pretty much it for me. I'm still focused on my focus. Doing the boring stuff, even though I'm not gonna call it boring because I was just told literally today that, you know, some of the stuff I say, you know, it kind of is inspiring to people when I talk about the what I call the boring stuff. So now that I know that people are listening, at least one person heard or maybe hearing this little stuff I'll be talking about, I'm gonna keep doing it. But that's it for me. That's nothing new. Lukewarm girl summer, no man's, no, I'm fine ass men gonna be all over my stories on Instagram. That's probably as close as I'm gonna get to, well, that's the closest I've been to them recently is just on my Instagram. Yeah, that's it for me.
Before I start, do I got any spinach in my teeth?
No. No.
Why would you make that face? You supposed to, best face, but to make sure I'm okay.
You don't have any spinach in your teeth.
Okay, thank you. I just finished my pita wrap. So if I check in, I don't really have much to say either, I don't think. All I have to say is I have a new play coming out if you're in the Austin area. Fireflies by Danye R. Love, premiering at the Santa Cruz Theater, August 14th through the 18th. This play takes us down Black queer history, starring Tanae Goff and Ryan Smith. Tickets on sale at flyerflies.brownpapertickets.com. Get your tickets now. How'd I do?
I think that sounds a little scary.
A little scary?
I don't know if that's going to attract people.
Well, it's a dark play. Okay. So, yeah, so that's how the commercial would be.
Okay, well.
It'd be like lightning and all that going on and stuff like that. Okay. So, yes, so I just been deep into that, directing and producing at the moment. I went to New Orleans last week. Shout out to, it's July, and it's Minority Mental Health Month. Mm. So I went out there for Essence Festival and had spoke at a mental health awareness event. Met some dope Black women. I mean, PhD down the line, these girls are doing a damn thing. They have all these organizations. Shout out to No More Martyrs. And, they're doing some dope stuff in Alabama and New Orleans, you know, just the South period. And, you know, and Western America is going to be collaborating on some things with them. So that was a really good experience, really good energy. I got an ear acupuncture, stuff like that. That was good. I was supposed to get my massage, but it ran out of time. I still have not got this massage that I was supposed to have gotten like 2 months ago. I had an appointment booked for a whole month, and then I get a call 2 days before the appointment saying, that the lady had a family emergency and she couldn't do it. And you know, and they were trying to give me all these weird, you know, reschedules. I said, that don't work for me. That don't work for me. That don't work for me. And I just hung up on them, really. But that was that.
Well,
so,
I mean...
What?
Which one did you say that you were? Are you a hot? You having a hot girl summer or a city girl summer?
I'm a city boy.
City boy.
Mm-hmm. I am a city boy vice president.
Oh, okay. Well, I would think a city boy vice president of the summer wouldn't have to be worried about going to somebody to get a massage. It seemed like they would have somebody lined up for them to do it for them.
Oh, no. I want a professional because I really do have back pain. And so, I mean, yeah, so nothing. I want no happy ending. I want somebody to crack this back, get these these knots out the back, make me feel like a brand new man, chiropractor and all. So, yeah, you know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Look, you know, that nice massage with the massage oils and stuff like that. But no, yeah, so that is good. And I've had people try to do that, but I just don't feel like my coworker, she'd be even jumping on my back trying to do some stuff. And she's actually a licensed masseuse.
Oh.
But no, I just want to go somewhere professional, right? Like self-care kind of thing. That's my goal. And I just keep prolonging it. I just need to walk in. But, you know, I've called them and they be like, they got no availabilities. So it's just me. I need to be a little bit more proactive with it.
Mm.
But, yeah, so New Orleans was fun. Turn up, Essence. Shout out to Leo. Showing me a good time. You know, as I've said on this podcast several times, New Orleans is my favorite place to go in America, hands down. So every time I go, I just love the energy, the craziness, the culture, the love, the food.
I heard Mama D was down there cussing people out.
I can imagine. She probably was Mama D. Lord have mercy. Everybody be there for Essence Festival, though. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody and their mama. It was great with the 25th anniversary and stuff like that. So that was fun. But, you know, prayers for New Orleans right now. You know, they just had the flooding and... more flooding is supposed to be coming. It's a state of emergency down there in Louisiana and New Orleans. So prayers to them. We already know what can happen in New Orleans and with the levees and Hurricane Katrina. That. So, I mean, the friend that I was hanging out with, I didn't even know, like, Monday morning? I think Tuesday morning I got on my Instagram. And he was he was recording him, like, walking out of his house with, like, boots on, rain boots on, because the water was, like, up to, like, his ankles, like, so he couldn't get in his car and stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and he's, like, in a hotel in another city and stuff. I got another friend. He went to another city during the storm and stuff. So, it's serious.
No, it is.
You know, but they still, you know, I've seen, what's that called? Two-line. Second lines. Yeah, they were still out there marching and doing second lines and stuff like that. And so they got their energies up, their spirits up.
That's
so
good.
Shout out to them. So, yeah, that was really me just focusing on my focus, display and what's in the mirror and all the good stuff and articles. I got three articles coming out this month. So they're coming. So please, y'all read my articles. Let me know how y'all feel. Give me comments. Tell me. It's July, Mental Health Month, so I want to write something around that. So when y'all read them, let me know. Tell me how you feel and all that good stuff. So that's all I have for my check-in. So what are we talking about today, Edmison?
Well, today's... let me make sure I say this right. We're talking today about dating, but dating a person with, like, barriers was the word. Yeah, barriers, right? That was the word you said?
Right, barriers, uh-huh.
Okay. So I watched, or Mr. Telltale's watched, but then I watched after him a show on Netflix called Special, right?
Yeah, that was the name of it, Special.
And it's a good show. It's very good. And it's about... what do you want to say? Special needs. Guy, he has, cerebral palsy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he has cerebral palsy, and he's gay. And he's, like, dating, and he be on the dating apps, and he be, you know, trying to, you know, steal people's boyfriends. And, I mean, he's like a gay man.
right. City boy.
Right, he's a city boy. He's a real gay man, but he, you know, I mean, he begin, you know, he... have sex. I was going to say something else, but he got fucked.
In the booty hole.
In the booty hole. Okay, everything. And he got it and paid for it. But then he was able to c- they cuddled afterwards. I'm like, now what kind of shit is that? I'm like, now they cuddled afterwards. I know you get to, you pay for it and you get the cuddles too. But
you
anyway,
probably got a, another bill afterwards.
Okay, because I'm like, well, they cuddling all up and shit, and they have a conversation. I'm like, what the? I thought he was supposed to leave. But anyway, so yeah, it's a and that damn boss, she a bitch.
Okay, she was just so racist. Right, and
she is terrible.
Prejudice. Yes,
horrible, horrible, horrible. But it's a really good show. I'm about to tell the whole show. Anyway, that's what the topic's around, like dating him, dating other people, you know, dating people and things like that. So, you know, me being, you know, single is a dollar bill, single as fuck. You know, I'm just thinking
if
like,
make you feel like a dollar, no, single, $100 million bill.
Yeah, I'm saying not single dollar bill.
It's $1 million bill.
It's $1 million bill.
shout out, rest in peace, Whitney Houston.
My girl.
I love you, Nippy.
My girl, Auntie.
Auntie.
Whitney. Auntie with the IE. Gail. Anyway.
Gail.
Anywho. Yeah, so that's what we were talking about. And I was just thinking to myself, like, okay, well, dating with barriers. First of all, well, I've dated with barriers, not necessarily someone with cerebral palsy, but I actually did have a friend who was gay who had cerebral palsy. And he pretty much was, he was getting it, he was having sex, he was, you know, sucking dick. I mean, he was doing everything. He didn't have, it wasn't really a problem. Like, he got around and he got his sex on. He would, you know, he had, he would, you know, he stayed with his mom, but, you know, he would, he had to get a hotel, you know, and he wanted to get his freak on, he would do it. And, you know, he just fucked the whole weekend and go back home. So, you know, that's a real thing, I guess, my point. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, like, I just would think of myself, like, well, what would I date somebody with, like, a barrier? Ooh. Uh-oh.
Oh, girl, you followed apart, girl. As they come back, girl, you fly away.
Right. Would I date somebody that had, like, a barrier like that? That type of barrier. And it's just, it's something to think about. Because I don't, honestly, I'm not going to say no, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, would it, I mean, because what if somebody came into you and they did have a barrier and you just, you did try to get to know them, but you just really weren't into them. Like, you just really, you would seem like you have a problem with them having, you know, them being special needs or something like that. It mm-hmm. makes you look shallow. But what if you just really weren't into, like, you really, y'all just didn't even connect on some real life shit. So it's a touchy subject. But I thought it was something to talk about because, you know, there are gay, a lot of gays or people, not even just gays, heterosexuals, with barriers. So, but, I mean, barriers can be a lot of things. Because mm-hmm. a barrier ain't necessarily, you know, you might be special needs or you might have something going on health-wise or something like that. It's not just that either. Because a barrier could also be you don't have a job.
Okay, jobless.
Then you can be jobless, and that's a barrier as well. And then that one, I could definitely give you an answer on that one.
Homeless.
I'm not going to date you if you don't have a job or you're homeless. I'm sorry, I'm not. I mean, now, if we already in a relationship and you lose your job, I'm not saying I'm cut. I've been there, done that, got the teacher, had knapsack to match. I ain't going to cut you off. I rides and dies and all that bullshit. But if you come at me and you like, oh, well, you know, I don't have a job right now. You don't need to be worried about me. I'm the last thing you need to be thinking about. You need to look in that mirror and figure out you and what you're going to do with your job situation and your future. You need to be worried about that and get your foundation together.
So what if they like a immigrant and can't get, I'm just joking, let me not even go there. Anyway.
Well, no, that's.
Yeah, because of everything that's going on. I mean, that is a barrier, right?
That
like, if they can't get a job and stuff like that. I mean, I agree with you. So, I mean, like, you know, like you said, it's a very, it's a touchy, broad situation. Because mm-hmm. when we get to the special needs part, right, mm-hmm. I feel like that, where it can get sensitive.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the point that you made up, that you brought up, rather, that, the idea if, like, someone with special needs or any kind of, like, health barrier or whatever, in that way, like, a physical, mm-hmm. a physicality, mm-hmm. right, that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I guess not even see because if they're deaf or something like that, or blind or something, just something we know, right? And they, you know, try to talk to you as you do, you're not attracted to them, or you're not attracted to, you know, not just physically, it could be mentally and personality wise and then the idea that you would look shallow if you wasn't. But in my mind, I would think that, I would hope that they wouldn't want nobody who would want to be with them because they don't want to, out of guilt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that is like a lot. I just wonder what that situation looks like. I mean, I'm pretty much with you, I don't know. I would hope to say I am open. Of course, I'm open, right?
Yeah.
Have I experienced, you know, and I've never experienced it, though. Like, I've never really had anyone, I can't think off the top of my head. Like, I've seen them, like, on the apps and stuff like that, like, where I'm, you know, I'm deaf. I've seen that. And I always thought that was interesting because I definitely, you know, I see, like, people's sign languages and stuff. I find it to be quite interesting, you know. And that's just me loving different languages and different forms of communication. So I definitely think that I could date someone who with deaf or maybe whatever percentage of deaf that, you know, use ASL. You know, 'cause I just think that I'm interested in that. So that would spark my interest off the back.
I just don't know about, like, on the show where they have, like, we go on a date and the interpreter is there. I think that would be a disconnect for me because I know I'm not talking to the interpreter, but the interpreter is who is, like, I'm, you know,
communicating.
I'm communicating with you, so I'm supposed to look at you, but I'm hearing his voice, and that would be something. Definitely, can be how it would happen to him. Where it's just, you don't even tell me beforehand. I just go and then I see this man. Right? And it's like, oh, and I'm thinking, oh, this is my man. Like, oh, no, I'm his interpreter. Well, it could be a blind date. Give me a heads up.
Right.
But other than that, that would be something different. I just say it's different. It would be definitely different for me.
Well, that part, like the interpreter part, and I guess I'm not fluent or probably not even beginner's level at ASL, right? I probably know some things. So, but I think that would intrigue me, though, to learn and, you know. So, I mean, that's just one example. As far as anything else, that's just interesting. I don't know. Like I said, I would want to say that I'm open and I would look at each situation for the person, you know. But that doesn't mean that, because, you know, some people can handle stuff, right? Like, yeah. Everybody's not meant to handle everything. And it's not about you being attracted and nothing like that. I mean, it's a responsibility with someone. I mean, it's special needs for a reason. If they have a barrier, like a physical barrier, that's extra. You know, it could be extra. I don't automatically assume because they could be, you know, self-efficient on their own, right? Yeah. You don't have to do anything, but it could be the other way around. So I don't know. I feel like you definitely have to, you know, weigh your options and, you know, really look at it. Because I do think people probably would try to do it out of guilt. People would be trying to do experimentations and stuff like that and all of that. And, you know, because you know how that people do, right? They like, well, what ifs type of thing. And so I wouldn't do that. So I don't know. But, like, so what about, like, if you met someone who, like cancer, like say they you know y'all were dating or you met them and then like maybe the second date or so they were like, well, you know, I have cancer.
That would be, well, see, that would be hard for me personally because just because I've lost two in my eyes parents from cancer, so for me that would be almost triggering. Like, oh, like I wouldn't discriminate against them. I would want to be, but like to see that. Like, I don't know. Actually, I don't know, because they could have cancer and be actually, like, in remission. Like, they could be beating it. Yeah. So, it's not necessarily, but it's 50-50. Like, it could be looking good 1 minute and then go totally left and just go all the way downhill. So, and I shouldn't base my dating just because he might not be here, because he could be the greatest thing that ever happened to me for the period that, if they were about to pass away, that they're here, they could be great. And I wouldn't want, if they did see me as that person that they wanted to spend time with, I would definitely not want to shy away. That would just be tough, though. Like, that's when I would start going to therapy.
Yeah, that would be tough. Even me losing a partner to cancer, right? Like, experiencing that and then, like, to sign up for that again, it's almost like, why would you do this to yourself?
Right.
And that's kind of going back to what I was saying, how it's kind of like, it's people for different situations. We've been there. You've been there differently, right, with your parents. So, like, you've been there. So maybe you're not the person equipped to date someone that has cancer, right? And that has nothing to do with the person.
It has nothing to do with the person.
It was about your lived experience.
Exactly.
And who's to say that you can handle that?
Right. That's what I'm just like. That's why I say if that happened, I would just really be like, that's why I was going to have to go to therapy, because I'm like, you know what?
Look,
I'm pretty strong, but that would be team. Could be my breaking point. So I'm like, I would definitely need some assistance, or I have to talk to somebody about that one. You definitely, because it wouldn't be nothing about the person. Like I said, it could be great, the greatest thing I've ever experienced. But just knowing that, it's like, I don't. And then if something bad happened, like that could definitely trigger me and just throw me all the way off. I don't even know what would happen. Like, I mean, I think I can handle it. But what if I couldn't?
What if you could? Not to say that you could. Yeah. And I just think about, like, just now, as we're having this conversation about what I went through, and just to want to do that, to sign up for that again. I barely made it out of that. I told y'all on the show, I was homeless, depressed, alcoholic, all of this stuff. And so when I go voluntarily, because of love or like, go through that again, I can love you to death, but do what I sign myself up for that? But again, you know, it is beauty in that, right? So it's just that, because it's like, maybe the other way around, because you have experienced it.
Yeah.
Maybe you are better equipped. Maybe you have more tools than someone who doesn't know what it looked like. Mm-hmm. You know, what it looks like, you know, trying to be intimate with the person that has a chemo bag. I know what that looks like. Yeah. You know, that might freak somebody else out because they don't understand. Like, just because they got cancer or going through that, they still have sexual needs.
Okay.
And are you going to be a part of that? Like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's a whole thing to that, right? Mm-hmm. And so the other way, like we said, like, it might be too much. We can't do it, but we could be
maybe
more able to deal with it because we have experienced it. Yeah. So it's not foreign territory, but that's still a lot.
That's
a lot.
That is a lot. I mean, it's a lot.
I mean, specifically because we're talking about our lived experience.
Yeah.
Not about the person, because if I don't care, you know, if you love somebody, you know, who cares, right? You have to be there for them, right? You know, and so, but that's when not already going through that heartbreak and heartache and traumatic experience. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We only could do what we could do. We're human beings.
Right.
You know what I said? I don't wear around, I don't have a red cape flying in the sky. No. You know what I said? So I don't know. That's interesting. But I mean, I feel like that's so not common, but it is common, you know, even in the black community, all communities, like people, I mean, getting cancer, and you know, I always want, that's a whole nother subject, but so I wonder, the listeners, you know, tell us what y'all feel about that. You know what I'm saying? Especially with cancer, because it's one of those things that we've all experienced. I think probably most Americans have experienced somebody, whether a coworker, family member, loved one, with cancer, right? Mm-hmm. So I just wonder about that being so, you know, prominent in our society. Like, how do we respond to that? You know.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I was watching, well, that was different, though. They was already, that's a totally different situation. Never mind. Cause I was watching Black Love, and one of the ladies on there was on there. She had passed away from cancer, but she passed away, you know, she had passed away the day they debuted. Like, she pretty much had passed away the day before. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I was just sitting there, and I couldn't barely watch it, because I'm just like, what? And I just was thinking about her husband. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. And so that's what I'm saying. Me seeing it for other people, even though they were married, they was already in a relationship, you know, when she, you know, had, you know, was diagnosed. That would definitely be a test for me.
Yeah, it would. So going back to this homelessness and jobless thing. Mm. Now, so my thing with the homeless thing, and I know I said jobless, because I feel like, well, I say this, the homeless thing, it just depends, right? For me personally,
I thought about saying it, or even when I knew I was going to talk about it, I know you were going with this. And go ahead.
What? No, this is me. And again, it just depends on what the homelessness is, because again, we need like drug addiction.
Yeah, that's definitely that's a barrier.
Like someone that you know that's addicted to. That's affecting their life. Yeah. You know, a drug that's affecting their life, meaning it could be alcohol, you know, anything, whatever, got them making different or wrong or bad decisions. So I don't know, homelessness. That is just so crazy. I don't know. Like, because it just, like, are they, like, living? Like, are we talking about, like, in a shelter homeless or they got put out the house. You know, because I consider myself being homeless at one point. And I know most people are probably like, oh, you just, you know, that's, a, you know, not the same, right? So I know it's different levels of homelessness. But,
You're homeless, though. I mean, there is different levels of homeless. And that's why me just saying I wouldn't talk to somebody homeless, like, period. It is kind of like, okay, that's... I really can't say that because there are different levels to being homeless. There are. Because it could just be a person who they don't necessarily have a home of their own, but they are living with somebody else, but they have a reason they're living with somebody else because they're in a season where they're trying to make some shit happen. That's kind of like, I'm not necessarily going to say no. I think when I say homeless, like, you homeless and you everything else that goes with the ignorant, like the stereotype stuff that goes with homelessness, everything else is coming along with it. Like, I mean, you, it ain't like maybe you had a something happened or something happened financially, just all erupt and you lost, you know, you suddenly lost a lot of money. You just end up being displaced. You just are homeless because you weren't working. You weren't trying to work. You ain't worked in 3 years, that type of thing. And it could be a reason why. But at the same time, even still, in those cases where it's a case where I feel like you have stuff that you need to get together, that's my whole thing. If you have stuff that you need to get together for you, I don't feel right getting in a relationship with you. Like, I don't feel right talking to you because from what you're saying to me, you not working, you trying to get on your feet, you're trying this, you're trying that, you're trying that, you're trying that. Look, I can be a support system, a friend, but to try to be in a relationship with me, no, because... I must be in a relationship. I still matter. You know what I'm saying? And I would still want stuff to be about me. Not sometimes. And you might not be able to do it because you have other things that is your focus. You know what I'm saying? And
that should be your focus.
That should be your focus. And you, I don't want to seem like I'm taken away from that. Or I don't want to feel bad because I actually want to go out to a restaurant and eat. And I know you ain't got $25. I don't want to feel bad about that. I mean, if I just maybe wanted to be treated. You know what I'm saying? Like, you still might have those type of feelings being that you dating somebody, like, especially me, because I've said it before. I've only been on, one date, but I've been here in Austin, so I'm thirsty for a fucking date. So if I meet with somebody and they home and they can't do it, it's like, well, damn, I'm kind of being deprived a little bit. And eventually he might get it together and be, you know, very well off. But my thing is, I would just rather you get to that point where you're not saying for me, for you. Get together where you're I said this before, your foundation is solid. You have a solid foundation. You're good. You can take care of you. You can buy your soap, water, pay your bills. You can do all that kind of stuff. Get to at least that point. That might not necessarily mean that you have a place of your own. You might still be sleeping on a brother, sister, auntie, cousin, whoever, couch, because you wait and get your place. Okay. But I just, somebody coming to me just like, I have nothing, and, you know, I haven't had a job, and I'm struggling. No, you need to focus on you. You can't, what would you try to do? How can you do something? My thing is, what could you do for, I mean, okay, yeah, you can, you still got a penis, you can still have sex and stuff, you still have knees, yeah, but as far as relationship goes, the whole package, the whole 50-50, right now, you're short, you're 50. So, should I go into that, knowing that I'm going to be shorted?
I don't know. I agree. And, you know, and then going back to the homelessness thing, like what they say, like a high, I don't want to misquote the percentage, but a high percentage of it is mental illness, you know, some form of mental illness, they say, that goes untreated. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, drug addiction falls under mental health for me anyway. Like, they go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So when you think about that, I mean, you're right. Like, so the idea of somebody, according to the stats, right, it's not nothing that I'm just saying, like, how I feel, that more likely people who are suffering from that kind of homelessness that I'm referring to is either a mental health issue or drug addiction, which, like you said, those have to be addressed first before you think that you're about to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're not, you know, about to be, you need to be focused on that.
Yeah.
Not me and trying to please me or trying to get 50-50. But then it's the other, like you said, the other type of homelessness tonight. Well, maybe they go through a divorce or, you know, they got into it with somebody or end up a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, could displace people real quick.
Very
and so, it's, but, you know, and so, th- you know, so it's different circumstances, right? So you kind of go with it differently. You know, I'm like, well, okay, you know, that's not a big deal. You know what I'm saying? But, But again, it could be, because like you said, that comes with baggage as well. So if you just not getting out of a relationship, then that don't mean you need to be jumping into another one per se. Or if you, you know, having a, you know, issues with your family or divorce and all of this kind of stuff, then maybe you should make sure that's okay. But then, you know, but then, so dating or talking to them would be one thing. Like you said, that, like, getting to know them and stuff like that.
That's fine.
But I would be quick to, like, write them off, you know, especially if I like them. And then if I like somebody, for me, and I've been in this situation with unknown, someone who's asking for the air compressor. I don't really care, right? You know how sometimes you just date people to get to know them and don't really care, you know, because I just want to get to know you. It's not on that level. But once we're out of each other's space,
so you thought,
huh? Whatever. But that was my intention. But you know, and you know, but and I think that's good too. For me, I like those situations sometimes where whatever, leave your stuff at the door and let's just have our moment and then go our separate ways, you know, at some points. And that's fine. So that's how I would be able to maybe deal with those kind of situations that, you know, as far as that, you know, again, so I guess going into like
that's
this.
Still a rocky slope because you don't know if you're dealing with a self-sufficient person that's in a situation like that or a person who, you know, might be like, oh, you know, I'm having this situation and what?
Like, I don't want to hear about that.
Well, see, but that's you maybe lucked up and got somebody who was like that because you might find somebody you might think that you got there, and then you're like, well, you know, I'm having a situation, and you know, I'm getting, you know, I'm my wife, and she, you know, she put all my shit out, and I don't
know. You become a therapist, right. And you like, girl,
right? Like,
I just signed up for all of this,
right? Like, you know, like, just, you know, can you just come over? No, I can't come over and do nothing. I'm going to need you
can
to...
Can you help me?
Yeah. Can you just help me round up some of my stuff from outside?
Oh, my God.
Sir, I'm going to need... Listen, I, you're a nice guy and everything like that, but I'll... Lord, that... And now I shouldn't be the person that you call. You, your auntie, cousin, brother, sister, best friend...
But y'all just had sex the night before, so that's why you were still on his vibe.
No, I'm not the first person you should be calling. Cause my
you still not the first person.
I'm not the first person.
That ain't what that was.
That's not what that was. I'm not your first call. I'm not your emergency contact. Okay, I'm still. I don't give a fuck.
You're right, bitch.
I'm not
don't
that
list
person.
My number.
No, I'm not that person. Okay, you got your friends, your homeboys, all that. You call one of them, and it ain't because I'm trying to be selfish. And I don't care. It's just because if especially the situation you're talking about, you got some domestic stuff going on. Don't call me. And then especially me, because if she see me, and you know, as soon as she see me, oh, he's gay. Oh, then she gonna start connecting dots, and then she might start trying to start some get rah rah with me. Leave me out of that.
Okay.
So yeah, you know, well, Cardi B always say, leave me alone. Like, leave me alone. Uh-uh.
Press. Cardi don't need no press.
So yeah, so I don't. But it's all like circumstantial. So yeah. I guess you have to say it's just circumstantial, but I don't know.
So what about like the drug addiction, the guy?
Oh yeah, the drug guy.
Like, and you know, we know drugs is runs rampant through several cultures, gay culture, black culture, white culture, whatever. But what if you got like someone like that you know like maybe they go without food because they try to, you know, like it's an addiction. Like every time you see them, like you only know their breath smell like liquor. And like
no, we couldn't date. Like no, that's going into that situation. Absolutely not. And especially if I could kind of see the signs, like this bed is, you know, he might have a dependency issue.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could go. I would definitely. Well, I would nose dive into that situation for sure. It would, you know, I would definitely like. Oh, I don't know, because that kind of and bringing them in your house and stuff because. Stuff might start coming up missing and stuff.
Oh my God, you know, like back in the day.
Right. Okay.
Then you grew up like, right. Don't let no crackhead in your house or something like that.
Okay, so, and I still believe, you know, shit might start coming up missing. So that would be kind of like a red flag, like, nah, not going into it. Now, if we already in a relationship and somehow they got on the dependency issue, I guess I just have to handle it the best way I can. Not necessarily not saying I'm going to stay with him, but I mean, if it got too bad, but I would still have more dealings with it than just going some dude I'm talking to and I'm seeing that he has a dependency issue just off rip.
That's interesting. I guess these are all kind of like, you think about it, like most people are going to like have these kind of responses that we're saying though. But I don't think most people really think about it until they're in the situation, right? Okay. You know, until it's presented to them. So, I mean, I guess the drug situation, like, what, girl?
We know a horror story.
About what?
Somebody who was dealing with somebody and they were...
Mouth their name.
That shit still happens.
Yeah, that was crazy, right? So, I don't know. Girl, I don't know. Why you bring that up? So, yeah, that was the situation, right? So I guess I can answer this question, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm just me. I know in general, I believe that, and we've told this, you always talk about, you always think you can help somebody, you can change somebody, da, 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 da.
Build a man workshop.
You build a man workshop. So that's my thing, right? So I'm attracted to flaws, always have been, probably always will be. It's just my nature. Usually that's what gets me for a person. So I think of like all these things that we're talking about, probably, I'm saying this now, like, oh, I don't know, I should know better than that, da, 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 da. End up liking somebody, no, they hit the bottle every every other hour. I don't know. And I'd be the one, like, I can help them. And
I said that already. I said you, the girl at the corner store, just going to bring the man home and have him living with you the next night. That's you.
Right, give him a little bath. Give him some new clothes. Take him to Walmart.
Yeah.
Give him some new clothes, some socks, and some. Give him a haircut.
That's you.
Yeah, and you know, and... I don't know. So that would be me in certain situations. I feel like as I got older, I'm a little bit more, you know, hesitant about some of these things that I probably would do. But as far as like the drug thing, having somewhat experienced that in a way, I guess I'd be there for it. But I don't know if I can't take manic, right? Yeah, I would just say manic behavior. You know, behaviors that is going to put me in any kind of danger or stress. I get stressed easily, and I handle stress pretty well. But when it's, like, too much, and I feel like when it comes to, like, the drug thing, that's why I think the homelessness or other different barriers we're talking about, I might can handle more so than maybe the drug, because when the behaviors become bizarre and, like, putting you in a situation, you know, because drugs can get dangerous, right? You talk about criminal activity. Mm-hmm. Depending on, you know what I'm saying? Like, people start, like you said, like, it can, in certain circumstances, make people really operate out of their normal self. Mm-hmm. And that could become dangerous compared to most of any of the barriers we've talked about, right? Because I feel like, so that's another level. Like, I don't want to go to jail. I want to be in the hospital. I don't want to be right. I don't want to be... that stuff in my, you know, certain people coming to your door, like drugs can, like when people are addicted and, you know, highly addicted, whereas they don't make sound decisions, right? Mm-hmm. The decisions are always the drugs first and everything else is second. And so I don't know about that one, that level. Like if I'm already dating you, of course, we know, but if I see behaviors that's going to put me in situation, but I don't know, like would you date a drug dealer?
That's a little different.
Because they don't get high off their own supply.
Right. They might just be a smart drug dealer. Or not necessarily, I ain't going to say smart. They just might be one that doesn't necessarily, you know, tap into their stuff like that. They seal their bags, you know, to make sure they and their workers don't tap, you know.
Okay.
So, I probably, but see, that could put me in danger too. You know, that can put me in danger as well. Or that's a, I guess you could call it a girlfriend who was with a drug dealer. And, I mean, he had trees in the healthy trees in the basement. It was like a forest. It was beautiful.
Oh my God.
It was weed trees, but he had them lined up all perfect. It was so, that's the kind of stuff that kind of gets me though. Like, that's the kind of stuff that kind of makes me a little turned on. Like, you did this?
You put all this marijuana right, like this?
Right. You made them all grow like this? They are so pretty. You know, like, like, that's the kind of stuff that gets me. Because some, you know, drug dealers in some cases I feel like are very smart. They're businessmen. So, but at the same time, you know, that little Tatiana side of me, you know, that could still be dangerous. I mean, it could be. And I don't know if I would want those type of problems. You know, they start, because it could, when it's going good, it's going good. But then when it could go bad, I mean, that's a totally different situation.
Like, you'd be like Tasha from Power with Ghost.
Okay. That's a totally different thing when you're dealing with that kind of stuff. And on drug chart, oh my gosh, like I don't know if I would sign up for all of that, but when it's good though. But no, I, me being how old I am now, no, I mean, it's, in theory it's cute, like, oh, you know, he a drug dealer, you know what I'm saying, but to me to deal with it on my own, nah, I don't, I don't, I might have sex with him though.
Okay. He could call you on Mondays.
Right.
You know. Leave that at home.
Right.
Go on with all that now, Apollo.
Okay. Get away from me with this.
Right.
Okay. Okay. You can, you know, so, but you could definitely come over and visit, you know. Maybe. I don't even know if about visiting because somebody might be following you.
Your house be getting case, bitch. Right. You come out your apartment.
Okay.
The DEA surrounding right. your place.
Right. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Were you having relations with Pablo Escobar?
You'll see it by association. See, I don't even want all that. I don't even want all that. That's what I'm saying. It's cute in theory, and you start thinking about all the other shit, and it's like, or, you know, like, well, no, that's a different story. I mean, I know people who've been with drug dealers and they was living in trap houses with no windows. And the babies was in the eye.
Oh my God, no windows.
No windows. No windows.
Oh my God, Evan, I'm just thinking about that. No windows.
A trap house with no windows. And see, but I'm saying I wouldn't go to the house. He would have to come to me because I don't need to be around. I can't be in no trap house with no windows. So I don't think that's sexy.
Funny to me. Why they ain't got the windows? People can't see what's going on in this time.
Yeah.
So people, like the neighbors, don't say nothing about this house with no windows.
Well, you know, a lot of times they be in neighborhoods where, you know, people, like, everybody don't give a fuck.
They mind their business.
Or they get, that's their supplier.
Okay.
So they don't care.
Oh my God. So is it like boards on the windows? Or is it painted?
Sometimes it'd be like boards. It might like be like, it might be like blocks that they have actually put in the window and painted over them.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh my God. So what about... So I've actually dated someone that was... When I say date, I was in a relationship with someone that was... incarcerated for murder. And so
I guess that's a barrier.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's definitely a barrier to society because most times you can't get a job and all that. So it definitely could be a barrier in a relationship, you know, because people, you know, try to be on a, you know, more moral, holy role, you know, holier than thou morals. Oh my God, you did that. But I guess it is some stuff that, now, let's be clear, like, some
you
stuff
have to you be go, careful
right,
with that.
Some stuff you go to jail for. Look, I need to know what you went to jail for. And I'm not your judger. Don't get me wrong, but it's some stuff that I feel like we not aligned if you that's what you think is okay.
Right.
And that's okay.
And you know, sometimes they don't get, it might not even be murder. Because sometimes you might find somebody who might have murdered somebody and they actually, you don't know how the system is and all the corruptions and all that kind of stuff. You don't know if, you know, they might not have even been really at fault. They just might have been defending themselves or could have been, you don't know.
Right.
So it's different barriers to that. You could be with somebody who just robbed somebody. I.e. Wendy Williams. And
her man would rob somebody?
He was in jail, I think, for like petty theft or something like that.
Oh.
I could be wrong, but he recently got out of the jail. He was homeless.
The new guy, the 27-year-old, you're talking about her husband.
Oh, he was a drug dealer, too. But word on the curb said he was a drug dealer and he used to be her supplier. Now, you ain't heard that from me, but that's what word on the curb is. I don't know if that to be true, but when I look at him, I'm like, yeah.
Been together a long time. Yeah, girl.
So that was what I heard, but the new one was supposedly went in jail. He was homeless, and he moved in with Black China, and, you know, anyway... That wasn't even what I was going to talk about. I know somebody whose sister was with her baby daddy was in jail. And he was in there for a long ass time. And he got out. And when he got out, they start kicking it again. They was sleeping together and everything like that. And she got pregnant. And, you know, she thought she had a boyfriend and everything like that. But my friend had an issue at her house where somebody had broke in. And she didn't know who it was. And she had been in the house a long time. And she was like, well, yeah, somebody broke in and they broke my door down. And I'm like, she just like, she told me the story, not thinking about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just like, well, what the fuck happened? You know, she's talking about, I got to get my door boarded up and stuff like that. And he was actually helping her fix the house up. Like, after it was broken into, he's actually helping her repair the shit that he pretty much broke. Long story short, I pretty much already told you. He the one who had broken her house and took her shit, come to find out. In the end, like, after I talked to her long, I was like, well, whatever happened with that? She's like, oh, that was my sister's, you know, baby daddy.
Oh my God. Shiesty motherfucker.
Okay.
But they always say people that rob your house do be the people you know. Yeah, because that's the only way they know to rob. I remember my grandma got robbed on Appaline and what was that, Appaline?
Like 7 miles, 6 miles?
No, what was it? Schoolcraft. Oh, Appaline and Schoolcraft. Okay. And we was a quarter house, baby. And we was gone and we came back and they had ransacked the house. I mean, towed the house up.
Oh my God.
And the police was like, well, this had to be somebody. This wasn't no just somebody robbing, right? Mm-hmm. To find out it was a family down the street that we had fought or whatever.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they do. That happened to somebody I know too. Her daughter had an issue with somebody had down the street, and then a couple of days later she had to leave work one day. We're like, what happened? She's like, her house was ransacked. Uh-huh. And it had turned down. I'm like,
that's the people, you know, destroying, you know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, fucked the house up, damaged everything.
That's what everything happened to her. Lost her whole house. Everything.
That's horrible. Because how did you recover for that? You know, Black folks that had no insurance back then. Yeah, you know, no. My grandma had no insurance for that shit. The police was like, what you want us to do?
Right.
You know, they had took all the food out the cabinets and all the, put the food like flour everywhere, ketchup.
Oh my gosh.
Just destroyed the whole house.
Oh my gosh.
The freezer, everything on the ground, the money. Wow. But anyway. That is shiesty. Not the sister baby daddy and robbed the house
and helped fix it back up. So yeah, so my point was saying that was, you, it's like, even when you're dealing with somebody in jail, like, it's like you don't know who you're dealing with. Like, even if, I mean, okay, Apollo, like Apollo type of crime, or even on some Martha Stewart shit, like, I mean, I don't know if I definitely, for something like that, what they call the white collars, I mean, but then they might be kind of shiesty. But then, what's that boy named, the Firefest guy? I mean, he ain't never do nothing to his girlfriend or whatever. He was just a shiesty motherfucker outside of that. So I don't know if I would want to deal with that either. Like, if you just trying to scheme and scam the rest of your life, well, how the fuck I'm supposed to have a future with you and you, this is what you do? Like, I don't know about that either. So I guess it's just circumstantial. I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, for me, I feel like because I have experienced it, and I only think about that situation where me and that ex was, I felt like you wanted everybody to accept what you did. But I felt like he was really judgy. He used to get on my nerve. Like, he could never see the faults. You know, like, everybody was this, everybody was that. But I'm just like, okay, but you know your own shit, right? Like, let's not, you know, be worried about other people's shit.
Okay.
When you got your own shit. I never for the life of me understood someone who understands what it means to be oppressed to that degree. You know what I'm saying? You served your country, as they say, for all those years, took someone's life, and, you know, whatever his situation with whatever higher being that he had to go through, whatever, and then turn around and be trying to be judging and, you know, having all these moral, holier than thou values. I can't stand a holier than thou, you know, moral queen bee type of bitch. Like, get out of here with all that, okay? We all got shit. Okay. And so, as far as the jail thing, I mean, most stuff, I feel like that's their issue. I ain't going to say that's their issue, but whatever they done, they got to deal with. I mean, I could make the decision whether I can handle it or not, or if it's something that, like, I'm not going to, I couldn't talk to no one that go to jail for, like, rape or molestation again.
Oh, absolutely not.
Again, that just shows what kind of, you know what I'm saying? We're not in line. No. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not, you know, you do what you do, but I don't, that's just me. I know, you know, I like to say we're just not in line. It's not my thing. You know, people who do that is not my thing. And so I don't have to be available to everybody to not to be judged. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a lie. Like, they serve their time and they're not doing it. Whatever. But that doesn't mean that they could be in my bed or we gotta be dating. You know what I'm saying?
But that makes me, that brings on another topic though, as far as we talking about jail and stuff like that. And that makes me think, like, but anybody could do that and they just don't tell you. So, and you know,
oh yeah, anybody could be a rapist.
Right. And they just don't share that information with you, and they, you know, paint this picture of this person that they are. And, you know, they sometimes, a lot of times when people be like that, they can do it for a little while. You know what I'm saying? Especially if, like, they are rapists. They used to be building people's trust to try to, you know, they used to all that little seedy shit. Mm-hmm. So my point being, I guess now everybody just needs to get a background check.
Okay. Like, who was that London was going to do the DNA, the paternal DNA?
My girl did that, though. My girl had did that to this guy one time. And I always talk about it because I thought it was so fucking funny. Because the one thing that she said she had an issue with, I'm kind of like, huh? She was like, I'm running a background check on him, and he has credit problems. He has bad credit. I'm like, what? Like, that's a problem? She's like, oh, he filed bankruptcy. I'm like, well, people file bankruptcy. Right. I'm like, he turned out not being no good, though. Right. For real, for real. So I guess he was on to something, but when I wasn't with him when she first called me, talking about, he had bad credit. I'm like, okay. And what, did he kill somebody? Right. Did he rape anybody? What did his police record look like? Oh, he was fine with all that. Okay, well, what are we talking about? I can't talk to him. Girl, but he ended up being a loser. But,
a loser anyway, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's interesting. Yeah, you know, incarceration. But like you said, you could be in jail, out of jail, and be that same person. Mm-hmm. So I guess the whole idea of somebody going to jail, I really don't care. The system is corrupt anyway.
It is.
So somebody it's in jail, so I don't give a fuck.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't going to necessarily, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about it. I'm like, ooh, the next one, I probably have to do a background check on. But that, you know, he could do one on me too as well. I don't know skeletons in my closet.
Think of anything coming up on my, I'm just playing. No, I have no charges. I did get a trespassing charge when I was 17.
Oh, please.
What? I went to jail for 12 hours.
That's about a teenage charge.
I went to jail for criminal trespassing at a university.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to get that expunged. You know how much work that was to get that criminal trespassing charge off of my record?
Okay.
Don't try to take my incarceration credit away from me. That's my hood cred.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you very much. I did my time.
Okay. Well, if somebody saw that on your background check and they acted like my homegirl, then I guess you would get that. You would get that.
Right, they're like, oh my God, can you believe he had a criminal trespassing charge for when he was 17? I can't date him.
And I'll be looking at them side eye like, what? What are we talking about?
Well, let me clear that up. I do not have that on my record.
Right. So
you do a background check, boo. It's going to come squeakier and cleaner than your booty hole.
Everybody booty hole ain't clean.
Well, no, my background will be cleaner than their booty hole.
Oh, okay.
But I said it ain't clean.
Okay.
So I guess the what it was, I mean, and again, it's interesting how we kind of talk about this as just barriers, right? Because none of this stuff is related. It might be a barrier to some, barrier not to others, you know. Some people might look at it as a barrier, some people might not, right? So these just things that, you know, we know living life in our 30s that people would have something to say about or not say about. It's a question, right, that we've heard. So, I mean, of course, we know the main one being black, queer, your HIV status. That is like a huge, I mean, I think that's a question. It's crazy, like, to be black and queer in this country and have something that you are playing, not necessarily the virus itself, but we're almost, we're born black and queer. We're almost born into this situation of HIV. It's almost unescapable. Thing. It's just crazy. Like, I think about everything else. You know how, like, cancer, it affects you in a certain way, but it might not ever come up, right? As far as personally, you might know somebody affected, you know, in their lifetime, but, diabetes, you know, all these different things and everything. But I don't think if being black and queer that you do not have the conversation around HIV.
No, you don't have a conversation about it. And, I don't even know, like, I guess I don't talk to enough people. I don't talk to enough people. Because I don't even know, like, if, you know, who would, I don't know nobody who would say if they talked to somebody who had HIV, they wouldn't do it. Like,
some of the profiles say it all the time. I'm not saying that they really live that in real life, but their profiles say clean, disease, negative free, you should be too.
But I don't know them personally.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. It's not like nobody's saying it, but I don't know nobody personal. But I mean, you're right. But they also say no femme. So them online profiles, they don't want shit. But I don't know what the fuck they want.
No fats, right.
No black, no femme, no shit. No Tina. Well, that's drugs.
Oh, well, yeah. Ugh, no Tina. I'm just playing. Like, as we segue into this, because I think this one is really, I mean, all of these pertain to our lives, whatever, but this one is really, and you're right. Like, I mean, in 2019, it's kind of rare. Well, I think we're doing a good job, or I don't know if you could say a good job when you think about, you know, watching Pose, and we're talking about something that was going through the stigma in 1988, and here we are 2019. Like, we doing a good job of ending the stigma. Like, bitch, that's 31 years ago. Like, I don't know rate of progression or how you consider good and bad, but I think 31 years, and one, it ain't cured. Two, we still even having a conversation around stigma when we just sat and said that if you black and queer in America, 99.9% of the time, you're going to have somewhat acknowledgement, conversation, or interaction with HIV.
Yeah.
So to say, you know, we're doing a good job, I don't know. That's very relative, right? But I can just, you know, generically speaking, if we would have to say, oh, we're doing better, you know, it is rare to come across this whole idea of that not talking to someone because of the status. But I feel like now we got to deal with the criminalization of people, right? So it's like, yeah, the stigma's gone, but now we got all this other shit. Like, people go to jail. How can you go to jail for, you know, your status? I know the conversation around that, but what other virus are you going to jail for?
Well, it can be a life threat if you know about it, and it can be. I mean, at this point they have a good control over the virus, but it can be life threatening to people. And you know you have it, and you knowingly go into a situation where you can affect the person. It is kind of like putting their life in danger, if you think about it.
Yeah, but they don't need to go to jail. Decriminalization of people of HIV status. I mean, that's just the new thing.
But like, I don't know if I agree with that. If you go into the situation and you know you have something going on with you and you didn't tell the person and you knowingly went in there and you might have shot up their spot, I feel like that is they're not supposed to suffer from. There's no punishment for that.
Well, it's not just their responsibility. It's the person who knowingly didn't ask or knowingly having unprotected sex. So you can't jail someone that carries the virus and the other person gets nothing because it's not a.
Well, I'm not saying nobody No, I'm not saying the other person should. I don't know what would happen to the other person per se, but I'm just saying if somebody, I mean, people knowingly do that stuff. I mean, because people do use it. People do use it as a weapon. They do.
I mean, in that way, but again, you can only use it as a weapon if allowed. It's not, you can't literally, like, I can't.
No, that's not true.
I can stab you.
No, that's not true.
But how?
You can rape somebody in.
Oh, well, of course. Well, that's the criminalization, rape. Not the status. I mean, I definitely get what you said. I definitely know it's like a bunch of people. You know what I'm saying? People are going to jail for it, right? So I know it's one of those touchy.
I'm not saying that you should just be criminalized because, I mean, especially because you might do it and did not know.
But then how can you determine that, right? Like, that automatically, like, did not know versus know if jail time shouldn't be. It shouldn't be that thin of a line, right? It got to be something else different then, because if it's like, oh, well, they didn't know, so they didn't get in jail. Oh, they did know, or they go to jail. Didn't know. That's kind of relative. Everybody could just say they didn't know.
But if you, well, no, but they can track if you knew. If you went to the doctor,
somebody might know and just say they didn't. You get what I'm saying? Like,
well, yeah, that of course, that's probably that would probably be their first defense.
Well, that's right. So how can you, someone who only takes tests anonymously wouldn't have to deal with that? You see how, like, with a thin line, it's like there's no way to really, like, justify, like, criminalization, because someone who did know can lie and say they didn't know and only took anonymous tests, and there's no tracking it. But
I'm not saying everybody.
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying everybody should go to jail for it. I mean, because it is, that's another thing where it's kind of touchy. But I've recently heard of people who got infected. Well, but I guess that would be considered rape.
Yeah, so, rape is different, right? Yeah. We're not condoning anybody being raped or, you know, people, you know, busting a hole in a condom. That's rape. That's rape. So all of that things, if it's anything where you're coercing someone into something that's not consensual, it's rape. So that's not what I'm arguing about at all.
Well, no. So it's a thin line. And I don't want to make it seem like I'm saying everybody should. Because it can't. But I'm just saying for people, you know, just because I guess I know I've heard of people who pretty much said they felt, you know, they felt like it happened like as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what punishment should. I feel like something should be something. I don't think that's fair. If somebody's going around doing it as a weapon type of thing. I don't know what that is or what the punch. I just don't. I don't think that's fair. But
if it's not, I get it. I'm just saying this one. If it's not in any form of rape, then can it be used as a weapon? Like consensual sex is between two people. So if someone.
Yeah, but then they could say one thing and then they could say, I mean, but it is the responsibility of the person, but then you just, you might trust the person. That might be somebody, you know, so I feel like there's a thin line with that, though.
Yeah, I definitely.
I'm not saying everybody, but I still feel like it's a thin line because people got some sick minds, and people with sick minds sometimes be smart, and they figure out ways to make sure. And I'm the person we think side eyeing, like mm-hmm. I don't know, like you know. But I'm not saying I'm not by far saying that's everybody, and I'm not saying that everybody this should be. Jail time, but I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in certain cases where people are doing that, I just think that's a bad thing.
So would you date somebody that's positive?
I already have. More than once.
Same here. Ish.
That's what I'm saying.
If you use that as
I'll really be single if I was really just like cutting people up. That's why I had to think about barriers altogether.
Okay, you had to review them. Like right. Maybe I'm cutting some people off right. That I need.
Right, I had to think about it. Like wait a minute now, maybe I need to open up the case because I might be being too picky.
Uh-huh.
But not that one. It's just too much. I mean, it's stuff that you can do nowadays. You know, every time I go to the doctor, you know, since my doctor's gay, you know, you want to get on PrEP? You sure you don't want to get on PrEP? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think that's one of the ones that, like I said, 2019 we're in a different place. But I mean, we still have, you know, because now it's more about, yes, we are cool with it, like in our personal situation. I feel like now it becomes the stigma of people who openly are positive, right? Mm-hmm. People who express it and stuff. And then, so that's where it's still like a fear. It's like just silent, like we silently and privately support and do it and stuff like that. But you know, how many people will openly like date, you know, a negative person will openly date someone who's openly positive, right? You know, most of the time it's like, yeah, I'm positive, but nobody, the world, you know, people don't know I'm positive. But you know, not to say people have to know, right? You know, so everybody lives a different, you know, because I'm always indifferent about that. Like the sexual health doesn't have to be, you know, wear a flag for it. But what it does help is help in the stigma, yeah, right? More people who are open about it, because we know the stats. We know that, you know, black, Latino, people of color, queer people are HIV positive, right? Mm-hmm. We know that. So we could hide behind it, or we could just live in that truth, right? And that's where the power is. So I always commend people who does do that and live, you know, come out with these, you know, as, you know, PAS educators or PAS this, PAS, you know, definitely just putting that out there to help end the stigma, because it's still there. Like, it's weird though, because we can say that, oh, people date people, but then it's still there. Like, it's like, well, I don't see how that's happening. It's like that, it's like this weird type of thing about when it comes to HIV. And like I said, like, we say that we're in a better place, but we're talking about 3 decades of, yeah. You know, like, are we? You know, I always ask that.
But on the other, I mean, right. But I think you're right. Because in the weird, I don't even know. In a weird way, I'm thinking like, okay, are we okay with it? Or are we, because it's still people, even, I think maybe if we were better with it, or people were just more honest and open about it, maybe then people would maybe in a weird way, who they're not necessarily infected, be more cautious about protecting themselves in a way, if that makes sense. Like, PrEP would be, if more people was open about it and more people was like, oh, okay, and then people realize, okay, these people have the virus, then people, other people be more open about, you know, like, no shade, but, you know, gay people are vain. So if you know that fine-ass nigga over there might be positive, well, I want to fuck, so I got to make sure I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No, not to sound stank, but if it was more people out about it, then maybe people, you know, to think to protect themselves and you know, and maybe not get, maybe it could, you know, the numbers could, you know, reverse a little bit. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure they have some, mm-hmm. but maybe more, yeah. In a weird way. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of those weird things. HIV is, it's a whole nother topic, so we're not even about to dive so much in that, because that is a whole thing. Mm-hmm. But, I definitely think it's a barrier, right? Or not a barrier, but a barrier. I think all of these is a barrier or not a barrier.
Yeah.
That might be the topic of the episode. Who knows? But, so, I mean, yeah, did you have any more to put out there? Yeah. No? Mm-hmm. No? Not a little bit?
No, I just... I'm just thinking about bear. You know, another thing I was thinking about, we already talked about dance.
What, girl? I was giving you some little background music.
I don't need any background music. Thank you.
Go ahead, Shirley.
No, I'm just was thinking, you know, well, we're talking about barriers, and I was thinking, I saw Miss Vivica.
Miss Vivica, known for her fashion spots.
She's known for gas. She was on the Sway in the Morning, and, I was just thinking about her, and then I kind of started doing a trail of looking for people. I do that on Instagram sometimes, because she's best friends with Lisa Ray, but they had fell out, but now they cool again. You know, I always like to hear about best friends being cool. You know, I guess because I treasure my best friend. You know, I treasure my friendship so much. When I hear about people lose, I'm like, what, bitch? What? You lost your best friend, bitch? Like,
right,
I don't take that shit lightly. Like, that ain't something you just walk away from, though, bitch. You know, but anyway. My point being, I was thinking about her, and I was thinking about just attractive older women. And I'm just like, you know, all these women
are... You consider her attractive?
I don't think she's unattractive. regardless of whatever work she got, I feel like she still is attractive. She's not like... you just can't look at her in the face. And I think some guys, you know, a lot of guys will still fuck. So, anyway, I just think all the attractive older women, and I just was thinking, like, you know, like, well, we're, you know, not weird because I'm not a woman, but I am in my 35th dynasty, so I'm starting, and I'm single, and I'm just thinking, like, well, damn, like, what is it? Why is it that, you know, people, I don't know, women is different because it's more, like, you've already corrected me and told me there's more women than men, so they're just, you know, they don't, the pickings are slim, I guess, but I still don't get it. I just be like, why are you so many of these women who are aging, you know, not Miss Vivica, but some Lisa Ray's aging well, they're attractive, are having issues with men. And it could be them. And I have to think about myself, well, maybe, is it me? But that's when I start thinking about barriers. That's what I'm going with them. I think like, well, is it me? So that's what got me thinking about barriers and shit. Like, well, do I need to open up a little bit? I don't know what it is. Because I don't want to be like them and still single and sounding bitter and all this kind of shit. I don't want to be that. So
me neither, child. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I've been sitting this too long. Yeah. We're gonna end it at that. Child. Ooh. My wrist starting to hurt.
Ooh. On that note, yeah, so, you know, yeah, share with us y'all thoughts of what y'all might think about that. If y'all do, you know, again, thank the guy people, you know, in the beginning of the episode that I thanked for, you know, leaving reviews. Please leave reviews.
Please leave a review. Now.
Yeah, go and leave a review right now.
You can listen to us. If you're on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, keep it playing. Go ahead and click on what works for us. On, you know, it'll be purple. Mm-hmm. And then go to write a review. Give us 5 stars. I need you to do it right now. We are... What? Why you make that face?
You gonna tell them to give us 5 stars? What yes. If they don't feel that way?
that's my confidence.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, rate us the way you want, guys. But I pray. Anyway, that you give us 5 stars. Go back. I was just trying to, you know how, like, you know, the videos now show you exactly what to do. You know, like, people can screenshot their video, their phone. Yeah. So yeah, you click the purple, what works for us. You scroll to the bottom. It's going to say, write a comment. Write a comment. It's going to give you the options to highlight. You either go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 purple stars. I prefer you do 5, but if you feel otherwise, do what, you know, move along with the spirit. And, okay. And then I think it says save or something like that. So it's going to go for a review. And then we're going to be happy over here, Emerson and I. We're going to be so delighted.
Yes, I'd be happy when I read the reviews. I really do.
Joyful.
They help. So, yeah, subscribe, share with your friends. Tell your friends to listen. Y'all can have a listening party, whatever y'all want to. Binge, listen to the podcast. Catch up. If you just listened to this episode, go back and listen to all the other ones so you can get to know us and get a little bit better. And, yeah. All that. So I guess I'll just end it by saying you can find me, the L code, at THEELECODE at Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest. I'm not on none of the other ones. And my blog, THEELECODE.com. You can leave comments there too if you like any of my fashions. And all y'all fine men out there, y'all need to go check out my shit too, because I'm about to really start putting some attention to detail to the men's. You feel me? Holla. Oh, this is Telltale.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, what have you done for me lately? Well, you know where to hit me up, y'all, at MrTellTales.com. Yes, I have a book, No Bond So Strong, and pre-sale, the concert session. It's coming soon. But otherwise, go to Instagram. MCG, got to make that face during my, I'm doing my commercial. Oh. Hit me up on Instagram at MISTERTELLTALES, Mr. Telltales, on Facebook and IG. And on Twitter. But for real, guys, like we were saying, we need those comments. We need those stars. So get on your devices and do what you got to do. Joyful. Oh.
It's free 99 and don't cost you a thing.
Yes. And, you know, you should do this for us for our 20th episode.
Yeah.
This is our baby 2-0. So if you love us, you rock with us, do it. And follow our Instagram page, What Works For Us Podcast. And there's some underscores under there, but you can just type What Works For Us, it'll come up. Ow.
Holla.
Holla. My face was hella bumpy. My accent different, like my name is Crocodile Dundee. So many different ways we can.
can make it or make some money. Fuck a New Year's resolution, make your own solution. Goals are meant to be broken, it's all about the execution. Leave the negativity behind with the retribution. Come to deuces if they ain't talking about your evolution.